From Jefferson Public Radio, I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another live session. Joining me today in the JPR studios, all the way from England and Paris, is the band This Is The Kit. It's Kate Stables, Rozzy Layden, Jamie Whitby Coles. Hello. It's nice to meet all of you. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having us.
You have traveled a long way. You guys are originally from the southern part of England, correct?
That's right, yeah.
But you don't all live there now.
No. Well, we sort of, this has gone into some editing. Jamie still lives in Bristol. I no longer live in Bristol, but I live in Paris. Rozzy no longer lives in Bristol, but she lives in London.
So two out of three is south of England. So
two out of three ain't bad.
Now, I know that the configuration of This Is The Kit has changed a little bit. It changes based on circumstances. Sometimes it's solo, trio, quartet. Mm-hmm. How long have the three of you been together as a cohesive unit?
Well, let's see. Probably 5 or so years. Maybe I've been playing with you a bit longer. Mm-hmm. But then Rozzy's been on bass and Neil, who isn't here on this trip, on guitar. That formation has been the main core for about 5 years, I think.
Which is about half of the lifespan of the band, right? If it goes back to about 2006 or so,
exactly. Well, I think I was doing stuff called This Is The Kit for ages before that, but the first album was, released in 2007.
And how did that start? How did This Is The Kit become the name by which you make music?
Well, I just wanted to have a name for whatever I was doing that wasn't my name. So that is what I had.
You didn't want to be Kate Stables on stage.
No, because I wasn't sure what it would be at the beginning. Like, it wasn't necessarily going to be songs or music even.
Did you know at the beginning that you wanted it to become something, or was it more of a hobby when you started?
I was quietly hopeful that it would be something I could do for a high percentage of my day. But
that's a good way of putting it.
But I didn't make the move of not having any other jobs until I moved to Paris. Mm. And that's when I just started doing only music.
Well, the brand new record, which is kind of the debut splash here in the States, just mm-hmm. out on Rough Trade, is called Moonshine Freeze. The web address to find information is thisisthekit.co.uk. This Is The Kit, my guest live today in the JPR studios. What would you guys like to do first for us?
Well, first of all, we're going to play a song for you called Moonshine Freeze.
Fantastic.
Shine, 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 shine,
That is Moonshine Freeze. So this is the kit live today in the JPR studios. Kate Stables, Rozzie Layden, and Jamie Whitby Coles on guitar and vocals, bass and vocals, and drums and vocals in that order. Hmm. You said you moved to Paris.
Yes.
Over a decade ago now.
Yeah, about
what
12
was
years.
It that took you out of England to Paris?
Just it was time for an adventure in foreign lands, and me and my partner. Well, he'd lived in Bristol all his life and I'd been there for a few years, and we just thought it would be fun to try somewhere else for a while. And also we were working with a record label over there called Microbe, and they put out my first album, and they were putting out some of his records as well. And so they were friends and a nice enough reason to go and try living somewhere.
One of those early records was in partnership, or at least had some collaboration with members of another band that we know, Francois and the Atlas Mountains.
Yeah, the second album we recorded with them down in the south of France, and it was called Wriggle Out the Restless, that one.
So one of the things that helped you make music a bigger percentage of what you did during the day was BBC support, BBC radio play.
Yeah.
A couple of specific DJs that found your stuff and started playing it. It seems like, and we've had a few folks from across the pond in our studios over the years, that there's like one person individually at the BBC that they're all passionate about music, and they discover people and they champion people, and it really kind of helps blow up a career.
Yeah, they are really amazing. I mean, I guess it wasn't until when, let's think of the history of Six Music and the history of our relationship with Six Music. Yeah, basically that particular channel has got a lot of liberty and passionate people like working on it. And they play what they love, and that's really great. And they've been really supportive to us the past few years.
In the time that you've been in the States touring, do you hear a similar kind of radio thing here in the States that matches Six?
Well, when we've been driving along in the car, no, but that doesn't mean it's not there. It's just that we haven't stumbled across that station. I feel like we have met some really great radio people in the past. When we were last in New York, we did a session up in Harlem, and they seemed really passionate and great. And I, you know, it is out there. We just haven't done the research.
There was a station in Seattle, which I can't remember the name of. Began with K.
Yeah. It seems like there's sort of maybe lots more station, like there's sort of in the UK, I guess there's sort of the main BBC ones, which are just thought of as the main ones. But here it seems like maybe there's lots of main ones, but it's harder
to
know what they are.
Yeah, you get a lot of local ones in the UK too, but they need more sort of sponsorship and adverts and stuff.
Yeah.
So that's a different sort of kettle of radio. But you've also got the local BBC stations, you know, BBC Wales, BBC Bristol.
Yeah.
One of the things that I find kind of interesting about your music and your singing is that, unlike many from where you are from, there is not an American sound to your singing. And I've had the conversation with performers before about, you know, how does that just happen naturally? And the answer has generally been, that is the accent of music. We all grew up listening to Western music, and when you grow up listening to Bob Dylan, there's an American affect to how you sing. And even Brits take that on and sing in that way, and you generally don't.
I guess it does depend on what you've grown up with. Like, I know a lot of French people that can only sing in English because they've only ever listened to English music, and it seems really unnatural for them to sing in French. So it's probably a similar thing. But for me, if I wasn't just singing in the normal accent that I sort of talk in, I'd feel like I was pretending to be someone else. You know, when I have to sing a cover song with someone in some project where everyone in the whole band is singing an American accent, it's really hard for me to try and put on a different accent. I'm just there sounding like this Hampshire girl.
But when you're in the car and you've got Beyonce going, you do it, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, you do. This is The Kit, my guest live today here in the JPR studios. The new record is called Moonshine Freeze, out on Rough Trade. Information is at thisisthekit.co.uk. All right, what's next, you guys?
This is a song called Solid Grease.
They think they know, they don't know. We don't see solid with grease.
This is The Kit live in the JPR studios today. The new record is called Moonshine Freeze. Information is at thisisthekit.co.uk. It's Kate Stables on guitar and vocals, Rosie Layden on bass and vocals, and Jamie Whitby Coles on drums and vocals. At some point, you crossed paths with members of The National.
Yes,
Bryson,
that's right.
Bryson Aaron Dessner from The National. And did they work on your record or help produce the record? Or how did that partnership come together?
Well, I'd known them for a few years because they were friends of my sister's.
And who sings on this record, right?
Different sister, but
okay,
yeah.
Okay,
I have three. Like, one of them is friends with Bryson Aaron, and one of them sings on this album, and the other one sings on another album. Anyway, but let's think. Oh, yeah, so I've known them a little bit for a while, and then they came to a show we did in London a few years ago after the release of Rig Out the Restless, our second album, and Aaron really loved it and suggested that we re-release it with Brassland, so their own sort of the label that they created, and also that we work together on the next album, which was batched out. So that's what happened. They re-released Wriggle Out the Restless, and then we made Bashed Out with Aaron in his garage in Brooklyn.
You know, we were talking about the BBC airplay and the BBC's ability to get exposure for you and your music. This is, as I said, this is kind of the first record that we all know well here in the States. What is that process like? Does it just feel like there's a gigantic mountain to climb all over again when you come to the States and you're playing places where a lot of folks are not familiar with you and your music?
Maybe, but I think it's a good reality check to just not be playing gigs in the UK with where loads of people know our music already. It's really good, I think, to sort of be back in the sort of empty room circuit. And also...
is that what it is?
Well, surprisingly not. Amazingly, there's been people at every show we've done this week. So it's just magic. It feels really amazing. But at the same time, I don't believe in climbing mountains to get to the top. You climb a mountain because it's really nice climbing up a mountain, and everything about that process is worthwhile and educational and often enjoyable. So, you know, I'm just in it for the ride,
yeah,
for the stroll.
The folk music world has kind of been interesting over the last few years because there have been these supernova bands that come out of the genre and all of a sudden are huge worldwide stars, literally the Mumfords and the Lumineers and folks like that. Where do you see your role in the sort of folk music scene now, both here in the States, but also in England, in Europe?
Huge worldwide stars.
Yeah? does it still feel like a vibrant scene, or does it feel like people are catching these bizarre waves and just going?
I don't know. I don't even know if it's a choice of the musicians. If I could get all conspiracy theory, but you know, it's just the industry decides what's profitable at that time or whatever. You know, it's sort of a strange world.
I slightly feel like I wonder if there's less of a English folk scene. I feel like that maybe isn't sort of such a thing, and maybe that's because of just sort of the nature of how people are listening to things. Now I don't know, but I wonder if it's slightly more of a case by case basis. Maybe that's not true. I think
people use the word folk differently all the time. Like it sort of change the definition of folk music sort of changes.
So
it depends. For some people, folk music is if you've got a banjo, and for other people, it's if you are just telling stories and singing songs. And for other people, it's only if you're singing traditional ancient songs from
They're sort of the Kate Rusby, Olivia Cheney school of folk singing, and then everybody else kind of has other things, other influences in their music.
Yeah, I guess so. It's just up to whoever wants to call it folk to call it folk. And in terms of where we sit in the grand scheme of British folk music, we're British and we play music, and I think it's not unfair to call it folk.
Well, I'm glad you're here playing music for us.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for coming in. This is The Kit, my guest live today here in the JPR studios. The new record is called Moonshine Freeze. It is out on Rough Trade Records, and you can find out more at thisisthekit.co.uk. You have put the guitar down, you have grabbed a banjo, and it is for what?
It's for a song called Bulletproof.
to me that you can feel.
That is Bulletproof. This is The Kit live today here on JPR. Kate Stables is here on lead vocals, guitar, and banjo. Rozzy Layden on vocals and bass, and Jamie Whitby Coles on drums and vocals. Guys, thanks again for coming in. It's nice to meet you all.
Thank you
very much.